This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn in the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here with The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-55. If you just joined the show, always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with us. And, you know, I mean, Sonia Schmidt was on the last hour. You need to go back and pick it up, but not now. We got David Horowitz coming on a little bit here. And you need to go, you know, all my stuff is sitting in video, sitting on audio, whatever. We're revamping some of the app, the online app, trying to get Google. I don't really care anymore. Google, for some of you who have my online app, has decided that my donation button is not proper. That they don't want me collecting money for myself, a conservative. They won't allow me to collect money for myself now on the app. So they refuse to do updates. They refuse to do anything for me until I take the button away. Now, we've talked about this in the past. You know, I said, they've got you. How do you keep fighting these people? So, seriously, people. I mean, no joke. Seriously. We really, really, really have to, you know, we've got to find new outlets. We've got to find ways to push back. And, you know, there's guys like me that are going through this all the time. Some of you already know how to give, and you don't know how much I appreciate it. So much. Every little bit helps. I don't care if it's $5, $2. Oh, you're going to give me $5,000. I'm good with that too. But you see what I'm saying? Every little bit helps, and I appreciate it. I appreciate it when you support the sponsors of the show. We have sponsors that have stayed with me through a lot. Some of you know, this thing with Katie Hill. When I was telling you about that and what have you, I mean, basically the charges were dropped against me. The judge was pushing for dismissal. And bottom line with it is there's still an opportunity for her to come back. She's regrouping, Ms. Hill is. And I'm believing God will cover us, will take care of us, and make this thing. There's nothing there. There's no reason for her to do so. But I just want you to know. Anyway, also, the Mike Lindell, good guy, right? Good, solid guy. Got a great story. If you don't have his book, you should get his book. And he's another one. You know, they've been trying to shut him down everywhere, but every time they do, he sells more. So he's reached out, or his team has reached out to people like me and said, hey, we have ways to help you out. We have ways to help you generate funds. So if you're going to buy a pillow of his, if you're going to buy blankets or sheets, and you're looking into some of this stuff, I bought a great pair of slippers of his. I thought they're great. I love them. You head up to the web, mypillow.com. When you check out, use promo code Joe. You'll get a discount. You'll get a... and Joe will get some brownie points, you know what I'm saying? And if you're one of those people who don't like to use the website, just go to 800-872-0353. Dial 800-872-0353 and, again, order there. So, and I do appreciate what you guys do for me. I do appreciate how much you do help me. So, anyway, before David Horowitz comes on, there's so many crazy stories out there. Now, the LA Times claims that mispronunciation of Asian names is now... It's casual racism because it's about microaggression. We're back to that again. Remember when I used to tell you guys that this was going to get serious because you know, they're trying to make the low-information people feel really bad. They're trying to make them feel like idiots. All right? And by doing that, you know, you back down off of things because we go, oh my God, they're professors, they're well-educated people, they must know more than I do. Now, my dad, not all, but my dad used to say they're just educated idiots. That's all they are. A lot of those people with a piece of paper spent all that money going to college, have no common sense whatsoever. They got themselves book smarts, but that's about it. So the LA Times this week caused controversy by running a piece declaring that mispronunciation of Asian names is casual racism. Is it casual racism when they mispronounce my name? I'm just asking. There has been a heightened awareness of anti-Asian bigotry in recent weeks following last month's shootings. You know what I love about this, too, is when you talk about, you know, attacks on Asians, how bad it was, is, or could be. Yeah, let's look up how the Black Panthers, look up how they treated the Asian people. We'll move on. While there's no evidence of a gunman in the spree targeted Asian Americans, the fact that six other victims were Asian Americans has triggered the rush to declare shooting a hate crime. Well, wait a minute. The places that he shot up, and again, don't get me wrong. You people do what you want to do. You live your life where you want to live them. They were sex houses. Maybe it's hate crimes against hookers. I mean, come on. Can we just be serious about it? Most of those massage parlors, yes, they're not all sex parlors. I know that. Right? I don't know. I'm not smart enough to understand why it's a mostly Asian thing. But the Asian businesses, there seem to be a lot of them around that. You know, whether it's body massage, nail polish, all that stuff. You know, maybe they don't have any problems touching the human body. I can't imagine somebody else other than me touching my feet. You know what I'm saying? I can't imagine touching anybody else's feet. Let's put it that way. I mean, seriously, I don't know. I don't overthink this stuff. There's no ulterior motive in that life. The man had a sex issue. And he used to go to these Asian massage parlors for sex. The mindset of the idiot probably was, if I wipe out the Asian massage parlors, then I won't want to have sex anymore. It wouldn't be drawing me. They make it sound like he said, I hate Asians. Let me go shoot up Asians every place I can find them. It's not what went down. Again, let's ignore the facts. And the left love it when they can tie a gun to a hate crime. And there's been other shootings that have seemed to be swept under the rug, gone away. Why? Because they involve black people doing the killing. They involve people that maybe weren't on the on the left, and we don't want to bring that out, do we? David Horowitz joins me after the break. Joe Bacito, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. That's 800-814-5188.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A 1-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it away from the fog of the controversy.
We are back. It's the Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732 5563. We're back at it. One of my favorite people to have on, David Horowitz, joins me. He's a best-selling author of The Enemy Within and many other books. He's also a renowned conservative commentator and the founder of the CEO of founder and CEO of David Horowitz Freedom Center in Los Angeles. And his latest book, my God, The Enemy Within. He provides a spot-on assessment of the threat to the American Republic and points to an escape route. David, you are such an optimist. You actually believe there's an escape route for us?
Well, 75 million, actually. It's probably closer to 80 million people voted for Trump despite 4 years of utter slander and lies about him. There's hope there. When I came into the, you know, I was brought up by communists, and I was one of the leaders of the New Left in the 60s. I voted for Reagan in 84, and the first thing when I looked around on the right and said, where's the ground war? There was no movement mass movement on the right.
Yep.
The way the left has all these organizations, and they're boycotting, they're putting pressure, they're harassing corporations, politicians. I said, you know, we can never win unless we have a ground army. And, you know, Trump really has created a conservative ground army. When you have 50,000 people in Butler, Pennsylvania, the population of Butler, by the way, is 1,250. When you can hold a rally of 50,000 people in a small town like that, you created a real force, and that's what gives me hope now.
Well, yeah, you know, you and I were talking during the break, and I said, even from the educational standpoint, which for decades has been pushing the left agenda, now you have parents at home going, what is this stuff they're teaching my child, right?
Racism, anti-white racism, anti-America, and just general racism and communism. That's what they're teaching them in the schools. These are ideologues. When you think, by the way, the subtitle of my book is How a Totalitarian Movement is Destroying America. And that totalitarian movement is the left I came out of 50 years ago, 40 years ago. And it's all those years it's been infiltrating and taking control of the Democrat Party. And now it is the Democrat Party. Totalitarian threat to America is the Democrat Party.
Yeah.
It's a racist party. And it's a communist party. It will destroy our market economy. It's already doing it. It's running under the banner of equity. And what equity means is redistribution of income according to race. Everybody but white people are going to get benefits from the government. The Biden administration is already doing that.
Yep, that's just
I say this to somebody, I fought for civil rights since my first march was in 1948, that long. And, you know, I know racism when I see it, and the Democrat Party is that. First thing Biden said when he became president was that systemic racism touches every aspect of American life. Like everything else that Biden says, this was a monstrous lie. There is no systemic racism in America, of course, for affirmative action. Which got a pass from the Supreme Court. There's no systemic racism in our police departments, and you know that because in 1964, the Congress with a Republican majority in support of this passed the Civil Rights Act. They specifically outlawed institutional racism and systemic racism. So if it such existed, if police departments were systemically racist, first of all, there wouldn't be all those black police chiefs, would there? But second of all, there would be suits, lawsuits. There are thousands of black attorneys. There's attorneys, black attorney generals, black district attorneys, black mayors, black city council members. In fact, majority city council. There would be lawsuits up the yin yang.
Right.
But there aren't. Because there is no systemic racism. However, the Democrat Party, this is what hypocrites, liars, and dangerous people, the leaders of that party are. That's their program now. They call it equity. And, you know, one of the first things Biden announced as president was there was going to be bailouts for small businesses. If they were run by people of color, not by white people. And it's going on and on like that.
David, you and I...
You can see it on media is so racist.
You and I have talked about this in the past, though. Well, I want to interrupt you for a second. You've talked about this in the past, and you had said, man, they want a bloodbath, and I hope they don't get it. They are making everything about race, and the way they're laying the foundation here, they are laying out a foundation for a bloodbath, are they not?
Absolutely. Well, they got it. What happened this summer?
Yeah.
220 cities torched, scores of people killed, you know, billions of dollars in damage, all supported by the Democrat Party. These were in cities with Democrat mayors, you know, Portland, Seattle, Chicago, New York, and so forth, Washington, D.C., always the, you know, Democrat mayors supporting, and you had Kamala Harris providing bail money for these criminals.
Unreal. God bless.
I would never have foreseen this. You, I mean, it's so brazen.
You couldn't write this story, could you? I mean, you couldn't write this as a sitcom or anything along those lines. People would go, David, they never buy this story, you know?
Yeah, you would never have imagined this could happen in America.
No.
But what they've done to Georgia and Atlanta, what are the Democrats upset about? First of all, they lie about the whole bill.
Yeah.
Of course, you can get water while you're standing on line, just not some Democrat.
Yeah, somebody, not from somebody wearing a shirt that said "Vote Biden," right? I mean, and frankly, the thing about it is when they look at the subtleties. I went through every one of the lies yesterday on the show, and when you look at the subtleties of what they're trying to push through there in the rule of fairness and not, you know, voter suppression.
They stole 2 Georgia elections this year.
Yep.
Come on.
Yep.
And the main reason that they're hysterical about the bill is because of voter ID.
We'll be back in a few minutes. More with David Horowitz after the break. Don't go far. You'll miss it. We'll be right back.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There's so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of $600.
800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. That's 800-396-0650.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden has released his $1.5 trillion budget request. It mainly focuses on education, health care, housing, and environmental protection. He's now asking Republicans to listen to what he's offering before they automatically say no to him.
We're going to work on it, see if we get some bipartisan support across the board here, but that's what we're about to do now. We're going to talk about our economic priorities and we get the brief from the team.
Senate Republicans say it doesn't include enough funding for defense. A group of them have issued a statement saying talk is cheap, but defending our country is not. A presidential commission will spend the next 6 months looking at the future of the Supreme Court. the commission will consider many things about the Supreme Court, including expanding the number of justices and possibly having term limits for them. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You know, you two girls have everything. You're tall and short and slim and stout and blonde and brunette. And that's just the kind of a girl I crave.
Welcome back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732 5560. Let's get David Horowitz is with me. He's a best-selling author of The Enemy Within, How a Totalitarian Movement is Destroying America. Listen, David, in the inner cities, what people don't know is they have these trucks that go through the neighborhoods, right? And they're like armored cars, but they go through the neighborhoods and they help people cash checks and sign up for welfare and benefits and what have you, right? You mean they couldn't do the same thing in these other cities?
Black America is the most privileged community in our society. If you're talking about government benefits, government handouts, government help, EBT checks, whatever. The black America is richer and has more opportunity, more privilege, and more freedom than any black community in the world, including all of black Africa and the black Caribbean. That's the obvious fact. But look what the Democrats have done. Because this law was passed, they've taken $100 million, moved the All-Star game to a white city, and taken $100 million out of the pockets
of the black
of
community.
A black city.
Unreal.
It's an African-American city. Everybody in charge in Atlanta is black. Democrats are such hypocritical racists. They're not only anti-white racists, but their way of life is to screw black people in the inner cities. Democrats control every inner city in America of any size, and they have for 50 to 100 years. So every injustice, real or imagined, in the inner cities, Democrats are 100% responsible for. But Republicans are too tongue-tied and too polite to...
Yeah, you got to put some of the responsibility on the Republicans because they won't step up and fight. They won't stand for what they say they believe in.
Why they call them liberals?
Yeah.
The hell are they liberal about except hard drugs, sex, spending other people's money, coddling criminals, opening borders, and defending our enemies? That's what Democrats are liberal about.
And what's the sudden wake up when it comes to critical race theory and cultural Marxism, as you speak about? This has been happening in the education system for decades. What did we just figure out?
Yeah, I wrote 5 books about it.
Yeah, yes, you did.
But that conservatives paid very little attention to. One of them sold very well.
Well, we said it could never happen in this country, right?
Nothing was done. Look, Republicans control something like 30 or 33 state legislatures.
Right.
The purse strings of the public universities and the public schools, and they don't use their leverage for anything. You know, they could have stopped this indoctrination. It's so un-American to have only one side of a controversial issue presented. And it's gone so far with so little opposition. You know, that now they're indoctrinating five-year-olds is that they can choose to be boys or girls at will.
That is such an irritation to me. It's like, you know, you've got to play an airplane game to get a 3- and 4- and 5-year-old to eat sometimes. You know, you've got to doctor things up, for lack of a better term, you know, to get them to get dressed a certain way and to get out of bed, and yet you're going to let them decide what sex they are. I'm not well educated. That doesn't make sense to me.
Criminal child abuse Democrat Party is behind today.
And
people have to. The thing about conservatives is they're let live. Live and let live. And they're very polite. They were brought up well. They don't like to embarrass their enemies in public, which is why they could. They'll call them radical liberals.
Yeah, but you.
They're not liberal.
You've been saying this for a long time. I've been saying this as well, but you've been screaming from the rooftops.
Now I put it all in one book.
Yeah.
Now I put it all in one book. This is a guide to how cultural Marxism is used, what it is, how it's used as a weapon. I go through everything, the riots, COVID crisis, and the election.
Well, you say in the book that the Obama administration marked a point of no return in dividing America into two irreconcilable political factions, but Biden is really solidifying it. He's pouring the cement on it, is he not?
Yeah, I don't know who's in charge. I hate this man. He is a disgusting, nasty. He only gets his reputation of being a good old boy. You know, you watched him during the campaign, you know, bully supporters.
Oh, yeah.
If they disagreed with him about anything.
Yeah, he still does.
Right in their face.
Yep.
He's a criminal.
Yep.
It's a criminal family. I mean, it's just unreal. Watching him today talk about how if he takes away your guns, it'll save money. This is a guy who's printing $5 trillion. Printing it with nothing to back it up.
If he takes away your gun, you want a bloodbath like we haven't seen since the Civil War. Knock on the door to take guns away.
47 years in Congress. That's his job. And he's worth $13 million.
I know.
Now you tell me that person
is not
a crook.
It is so amazing to watch that happen, you know? But again, we have known this, we have seen this, and to your point with the people on the right, most of them just say, no, that'll never happen here. No, those people would never do something like that.
It's happening,
but
people.
We've seen them.
This is a fascist regime. Look, they've got these people from January 6th locked up without bail. These people just sort of walked into a building. I mean, Linda Sarsour led these demonstrations inside the Kavanaugh hearings in the Judiciary Committee, and they had to arrest people every day and throw them out of the courtroom. And what was the reaction of the Democrats and some idiot Republicans? That's democracy in action. Conservatives go into the Capitol and injure no one. I mean, the five people who were killed were all Trump supporters. Then it's an insurrection, and an armed insurrection, even though there was no arms. They spent half a billion dollars to put 25,000 troops in the Capitol to defend it against no threat whatsoever. These Democrats are ruthless, and their mindset is fascistic.
My aunt is close to your age, and she came here from Italy, and that's what she keeps saying, is that the fascism that the Americans don't seem to want to recognize or see is scary.
It's identical. You get corporations. That's what fascism was, a political party of socialists in Italy and in Germany. And then actually the Italians weren't racist, but the Nazis were. And, you know, They're burning books. Dr. Seuss taken off the shelves.
I know.
That's what the Nazis did in the 30s. And, you know, we call it cancel culture. It's fascism, people. Preventing people from reading what they don't like.
You know, David, I don't know if you were a fan of this fellow or not, but George Carlin did a whole thing around PTSD and how Americans were changing terminologies to make it nicer or easier to hear. And one of the things he said is, you know what, when you talk about shell-shocked, you know what that means. It's plain, simple English. You can put the thought together in your head and deal with it accordingly. But when you say something is PTSD, Now you're open to somebody else kind of explaining it to you and telling you what it means. And I see the same thing happening here with some of the terminologies, to your point.
Yeah.
They're calling it cancel culture. No, it's not cancel culture. It is the true fascism.
Book burning.
Right?
Yes, it's fascism.
Yeah.
I would like to see, I only know one Republican who ever called a Democrat a racist, and that's Trump. And, of course, it was a racist, and he was black.
Yep.
Elijah Cummings. These black caucus members are so corrupt, the Maxine Waters, they don't live in their districts. They don't do anything. They have all these poverty-ridden districts in the inner city. They don't do anything over 20 or 30 years. John Lewis was the same, equally corrupt.
And their areas are disgusting. When you look at Baltimore, when you look at Maxine Waters, I could drive to Maxine Waters areas in about 30 minutes, and I wouldn't go without two or three guns in my car. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. David will be back with us after the break. Look, don't go far. There's a lot more coming up. Got a lot more to say. You don't want to miss it. We'll be back in a few minutes.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Caused an explosion. Is this true?
Yes, it's true. This man has no...
We're back. This is the Real Time of GCN Live. Well, let's finish up with my buddy. Love having this guy on with me.
You're listening to David Horowitz's best-selling author, The Enemy Within, How a Totalitarian Movement is Destroying America. And people, don't buy the rhetoric that this has only been going on for a short period of time. This has been going on for decades. It started with the education system, and they've educated your kids. First of all, they've dumbed down your kids, which has made it easy for them to feed your kids this garbage they're teaching them. And
they don't know anything about America.
Nothing. You're exactly right. And it's just amazing to hear them when they talk about how everything now is race-based. Everything now is how we have to dumb the system down so everybody feels good about themselves.
Yeah.
You know?
It just...
It is crazy. So, but I want to go back into the... to what we were talking about before, too. Also, when you talked about the burning of books, are you surprised by SCOTUS decisions that have come down here recently? I mean, how afraid they seem to be and
well,
taking some of these cases on.
Over the election, that was shocking. But it's understood, you know, the courts, you know, the Trump force has made a mistake in not pursuing this much, much sooner. In July of 2020, I deal with this in the end of the last chapter of The Enemy Within. It's called Love Versus Hate. The people who voted for Trump voted for him because they love America. And the people who voted for Biden voted for him because they hate Trump. but I lost my train of thought. We were talking about elections.
Well, SCOTUS and how their decisions...
Oh, the Supreme Court, yeah. In July of 2020, the Democrat Party sent 600 lawyers and 10,000 volunteers to change the election laws in every state,
yep,
particularly in the battleground states. And what they did, and what they did was unconstitutional. That is, they, in Pennsylvania, the Supreme Court made the decisions over the election, whereas the Constitution clearly states that's for the legislatures. And, you know, Republicans in the legislature were too cowardly, and the Supreme Court was too cowardly. They should have struck down the Pennsylvania results. It was like a million Biden votes that were illegally
cast.
It's just terrible.
Well, you've wrote about this before, the subversion of white Christian male. But I want to go a little further with you. I mean, Jerry Nadler came out, what was it, about 6 or 8 weeks ago, and he made an offhand comment when somebody said something about God, basically said that God has no place in this chamber. I mean, the Democrat Party now sees themselves as the gods of Mount Olympus, don't they?
Jerry Nadler is a despicable communist. You know, he pardoned the weather bombers who bombed the Capitol, for crying out tears. He personally, you know, appealed to Obama to pardon them. These people are worthless, and they're dangerous, and they're enemies. And people have to start talking about it like that. It's not just enemies of the people. It's enemies of the whole American idea. You know, let's abolish the Electoral College. Let's abolish the Senate, they said. The Electoral College is in the Constitution for a reason. It's to prevent the tyranny of the majority.
But nobody...
Democrats have a one-vote majority, and they're transforming the country into communist, along communist lines, with a one-vote majority. That's exactly what the founders tried to prevent.
Yeah, how do we come, you know, people are talking about a third party. I say, no, grow a spine
and take back
the Republican Party. Get yourself involved.
Yeah, it's a two-party system. But the hope lies in the fact that 75 million and probably 80 million Americans voted for Trump after 4 years of vicious, sadistic slander against him.
Yeah.
Donald Trump is not a racist. Joe Biden is a lifelong racist, and he's still a racist.
Right in their, David, right in their faces, they have all this evidence. These people are masters at ignoring and you know, moving the narrative, and we let them get away with it.
Well, that's the real problem. Republicans are too mealy-mouthed, polite, like I say, referring to people who want to basically put them in concentration camp. Well, they will put conservatives in concentration camps.
Eventually, I agree with you.
If they're not stopped, that's going to happen.
So listen, we're screaming about how...
Don't be nice to them, and don't call them liberals.
No, I agree with you.
Call them racist. When they do fascistic things, call it fascism or communism.
Yep.
I mean, they're airheads. It's like, you know, the Cortez crowd. These people are so stupid, it's embarrassing.
Well,
but anyway.
No, listen, you're part of this, too, is to your point, Trump actually taught us how to do this, or taught some how to do this. Call them what they are. Shed the light on the garbage that they're putting out there.
Go back in their faces.
Bingo.
The Trump DeSantis is doing that.
Yeah. How do we win this back?
I mean,
how do we get this back?
Well, like I say, when I came out of the left in the 80s, and I voted for Reagan, I looked around, and there was no mass movement. There was no really conservative, you know, for conservatives and Republicans, politics took place every 2 years for Congress and every 4 years for president. And I saw all my ex-friends every day. They were doing politics, attacking, organizing, and so forth. But there was no ground army, in other words, on the right. And Trump has changed that. These crowds that he gets at his campaign events, you know, 50,000 people, 25,000, that's the force that can save America. If people will start getting active in any way they can, schools should be a priority.
I have so much in agreement with you there. seriously. I mean, people got to get off their butts, not tell me about how they don't want to take the same aggravation I take. If you don't start taking back these school boards and city councils and such, you will totally lose this country. Not kind of, sort of, but totally. And that's where I agree with Rand Paul. Take it back, city by city, county by county, state by state.
Yes, get active. Get out there.
Yeah.
Do it, to the extent that you feel comfortable. It's going to be an unfamiliar place for a lot of conservatives. They're not used to these, politics is ugly. I mean, conservatives are civilized people. It's a problem.
Yeah, but
don't become barbarians.
Right.
Like the Democrats. Yeah. But you have to fight.
But you've been saying it for a long time, though, which is stop the Marcus of Queensberry rules. You have to use guerrilla warfare like they do. They have no scruples. They'll do anything they can to win. And
fight fire with fire.
Bingo. We don't have to break the law like they do, but we do have to fight up in their faces, shine the light on the crap that they're putting out there, right?
Yeah. But I can tell you, from my perspective, the conservative movement is tremendously improved, and it's been accelerating since the election of Trump. There's younger people, but there's a lot of very combative conservatives now.
Yeah.
There's got to be a lot more. And I think a huge thing has got to be the schools. I was saying this 30 years ago. If you lose the schools, you lose the country.
Hey.
Just out of self-interest, Republicans need a fight, but it's very hard characterologically.
Well, Hitler knew if he had the youth, right? He had the country. Stalin knew if he had the youth, he had the country. These guys knew it, and the Dems are using the same playbook, or have been.
Yeah. Yeah, when I was editing the largest magazine of the left in the 60s, one of the things we did was I hate to say this, it's embarrassing, but, we thought, well, let's write some children's books, celebrating radical heroes. And, of course, they're doing that in a huge way now.
Wow.
But they've gone beyond that. I would never have called for the banning of doctors.
Oh no, that's they've really shown how out of touch with reality they actually are, and how much they really hate us and hate the good. David,
yes.
We're pretty much out of time. Tell people how they can get involved. And frankly, I've been telling people this forever. You have to help conservative movements. You have to help conservative organizations because the social justice or injustice platforms are making it impossible for us to make money.
Yes, yeah. And you have to help conservative authors.
Yep.
I will not get reviewed in the New York Times, the Washington Post. My last three books, which two of them were about Trump, and one was about the war to destroy Christian America,
have
sold over 400,000 copies in hardback. But no reviews from any liberal
media. Of course not.
I don't even, actually, yeah, no, no interviews by liberal talk show hosts, so to speak.
Yeah, I can't imagine.
And I'm called all kinds of names.
Yeah. Well, that just shows you're right in the middle. You're right in the middle of the fire. So that just shows, David. I always appreciate your time. I really do. And keep up the good work. I mean, really, seriously, keep up the good work. Thanks so much.
Great. Thanks for having me.
David Horowitz and, Joe Machine. I'd love to be share the desk with him, if you would. But come on back. You got me for the whole next hour. We're going to go over some of the stories of the week that were just crazy that require a little bit of wrap-up. You'll see the real side of GCN Live. Be back in just a few minutes.